Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 75, Spoil Them with Love. So next Friday, I'm going to share some pitfalls in relationships and how we spoil our athletes and create entitlement. In fact, I have a blog coming out on Monday, so I'll just kind of be expanding on that. But I wanted to share a thought with you today. It's not really a practical tool, but it's a thought from Daniel Siegel where he says, "You can't spoil your children by giving them too much of yourself. You can't spoil your children by giving them too much of yourself." And I think this is huge. This is huge. We need to start sitting down and having more meaningful conversations with our athletes where we are vulnerable, where we are caring, we're kind, and we're listening. I think we have an issue with entitlement and much of our the new generation, Generation Z or I generation. And this entitlement comes from spoiling them with the wrong things, parents and coaches alike. Instead of giving them what they really need, we give them all this other stuff that they think they want. What they really need is our attention. Now, this doesn't mean we give them our attention and tell them that they're great when they do something wrong and just let them off the hook. What this means is when they're acting entitled about playing time, team gear, they're unwilling to step up and help out around the team, or just being ungrateful, we don't give in to what they want and save them from the struggle, but we don't brush off how they feel. Instead, we ask them questions, we listen, and we start to redirect them to a place where they can become more self-aware of their attitude and their actions and how that impacts themselves and other peoples around them. We can't spoil them by giving them too much of us, by listening too much, right? By letting them know that we care about them. Doesn't mean we have to condone different things or behaviors or attitudes. In fact, we don't, right? But we still listen to them and we still try to let them know that we feel them, we see them, and they're heard. All right, that's it for today. Enjoy your weekend. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it with some other coaches out there.